We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 20th of March, 2010. A lot of things going on today. I'm not probably going to be taking phone calls right away, ladies and gentlemen. There's just so much going on. I got a lot of information backlogged, built up, ready to share with you. Of course, the big thing right now, there's many, many big things, but we have the health care thing pending. They're, I guess, setting a vote for tomorrow or planning on it. They're working very diligently to get the votes to pass this thing, to push this thing through. They're using all kinds of little dirty, nasty tricks to get this thing through, one of which I just really don't think it's constitutional. Obviously, nothing they do is constitutional, however. And I'm talking about what they're calling the slaughter rule, the slaughter plan. It's called Demon Pass. And what they would be doing with this is they're not even going to vote on the thing. What they're going to do is pass the Senate bill, and they're going to not even vote on the legislation in the House. Instead, what they're planning on doing, what Pelosi is looking at doing, is passing or voting on an actual resolution. See, before they ever do House debate, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll pass a resolution defining the parameters of the debate. And in that rule, in that resolution, what they're going to do is tack on the health care thing. So the people there, the representatives, are not actually going to even be voting on the measure. What they're actually going to be doing is voting on a resolution. And the measure will be passed with the resolution being passed. It's a trick, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a trick that's designed to get around accountability of the representatives to the people. They don't want to come out and face, well, some of these primarily Democrats, but, you know, I don't play the partisan game because the Republicans, if it wasn't this issue, it'd be something else, and the Republicans would be selling us down the river as well. People need to get out of these dialectical games. With the left versus the right, Republicans versus Democrats. That being said, however, it is primarily Democrats. The Democrats are in control. But what they're doing right now is absolutely illegal. It's absolutely unconstitutional. But hey, they've never let that stop them before. We got to take a break, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this deem and pass on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Broadcast Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs as we continue on here. By the way, I want to mention here, I was not on the air last week. I have some considerable problems here. Nobody has any money these days. And so many people are fixing up old cars and putting old cars back on the road and trying to keep them running, and I'm certainly no exception to that rule. And so consequently, when things break, folks, I got to be there to fix them. And certain times, this is the case. And so, I just had a lot of personal issues last week. And so, from time to time, that's just going to happen. Also, I want to mention that on March 8th, This is something that's a very sad note. We have lost another precious researcher, a very dedicated person, dedicated to exposing HAARP, exposing weather warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. I'm talking about, that's the name of the book by this researcher, Jerry E. Smith. I'm sorry to say, passed on March 8th in the early morning hours. And he was 59 years old. He ceased to function, his body ceased to function, due to complications from pancreatic cancer that he's been battling for 2 months, apparently. And so so we really feel the loss anytime anybody who's dedicated to the freedom of movement, who's dedicated to such wonderful research as Jerry has been involved in the past years, several years. He's been at it for many, many years. And he's certainly, we can't afford to lose him, but yet, you know, it's just not within our power to control this. You know, so we honor those that have gone on before us, that have passed on. And so Jerry E. Smith, dead at the age of 59. So anyway, moving along here, folks. As I said earlier, with the healthcare situation, the Washington Post, by the way, is reporting House may try to pass Senate healthcare bill without voting on it. This was on March 16th. They say after laying the groundwork for a decisive vote this week on the Senate healthcare bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested Monday that she might attempt to pass the measure without having members vote on it. Instead, Pelosi would rely on a procedural sleight of hand. The House would vote on a more popular package of fixes to the Senate bill. Under the House rule, under the House rule for that vote, passage would signify that lawmakers deem the health care bill to be passed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, bear in mind they've been scrounging for votes. They're doing their best to change the rules, do everything they can to manipulate things so that they can acquire the votes. And I'm sure, I mean, there's been, in the media, there's been coverage of Rahm Emanuel approaching these congressmen in the shower naked and pressuring them and telling them basically that they will vote a certain way. They will vote in favor of this thing. There's a lot of bullying going on, a lot of arm twisting going on, a lot of bribing going on. And you better believe, you know, it's like mob tactics going on with this healthcare thing. It's like the mafia. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, as huge as this thing is, that there haven't been maybe threats made on people's families. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that one bit. You got to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, what we're dealing with here on a federal level is a criminal enterprise. These people are absolute criminals. And they stand to gain a lot of money from a lot of the things that are in these bills, in this bill. And we really don't even know what's in the bill. The original bill was supposed to be like 2,400 pages. That's what they were discussing. Now, I know the Senate bill, the original Senate bill, was over 1,000 pages. I can't remember exactly the number. But we don't even really know what's in it, and we really don't know what's being done to it to modify it. After the fact, as a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi was addressing a group of people recently, and she actually came out with the statement that we have to pass health care in order to know what's in it. Now, I get real nervous when we're talking about people, you know, these people coming out and saying that we have to pass it in order to know what's in it. That's it. But this self-extracting rule, I want to share with you a little bit about this, because this is what's being called deem and pass. In other words, deem it to be passed without really actually having voted on it. Now, from the House of Representatives website, a CRS report for Congress, they talk about this self-executing rule. And I want to share this with you. They say one of the newer types of rules is called a self-executing rule that embodies a two-for-one procedure. This means that when the House adopts a rule, it also simultaneously agrees to dispose of a separate matter, which is specified in the rule itself. For instance, self-executing rules may stipulate that a discrete policy proposal is deemed to have passed the House and been incorporated in the bill to be taken up. The effect, neither in the House nor in the committee of the whole, will lawmakers have an opportunity to amend or to vote separately on the self-executed provision. It was automatically agreed to when the House passed the rule. So in other words, they're voting on one thing, they're voting on a rule, and in the process of voting on the rule, the other thing is attached to that rule, and so they just deem that passed as well. So this is a way of avoiding a vote on the actual health care provision. And it's a blatant violation of the Constitution. One of the things that that Nancy Pelosi says that she wants, the reason why she's leaning toward this, toward doing it this way, is because she wants to avoid the legislators, the representatives, from having to face the scrutiny of the people on how they voted. Now, from the Constitution, Article 1, Section 7 says, every bill which shall have been passed the House of Representatives and the Senate shall, before it become a law, be presented to the President of the United States. If he approve, he shall assign it. But if not, he shall return it with his objections to the House in which it was originated, who shall enter the objections at large on their journal and proceed to reconsider it. If after such reconsideration 2/3 of the House shall agree to pass the bill, it shall be sent together with the objections to the other House, by which it shall likewise be reconsidered, and if approved by 2/3 of the House, it shall become a law. But in all such cases, the votes of both houses shall be determined by yeas and nays. Okay, nowhere in here does it give them any authority to attach a bill to another measure and deem it to be passed. And then it goes further and says, and the names of the persons voting for and against the bill shall be entered on the journal of each house respectively. If any bill shall not be returned by the president within 10 days, okay, it automatically becomes law. But anyway, once again, the Constitution means nothing in this country. And by the way, I want to address something here. With regard to Article 6, a couple of weeks ago, a guy called in the show, and he was telling me that the Constitution in Article 6, Paragraph 2, clearly states that federal laws trump state laws. And he says, and I told him at the time, I says, I don't think it says that. And he says, oh, no, it clearly states that. Go back and read it. So I went back and read it again, as I said I would. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, I say it doesn't clearly state any such thing. What it says, now in some cases, yes, federal law trumps state law according to what I read in Article 6. However, the key there is the laws have to be in pursuance of the Constitution. They have to be pursuant to the Constitution. And if there's a conflict between federal and state law, In those cases, when the laws are pursuant to the Constitution, then the federal law will trump the state law. However, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, how many federal laws today are made in pursuant to the Constitution? If they're not, state law always trumps federal law. And by the way, anything that's not specifically spelled out giving power to the federal government goes back to the states. The federal government doesn't have any authority to do the vast majority of what they're doing today. The vast majority of what the federal government is involved with today is absolutely, completely, 110% illegal under our Constitution. So, is the Constitution worthless? Hardly. And I guarantee you, if you go back and read the new state's Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things that can be done in place of our present Constitution. You better guard it, protect it. It's certainly words worth dying for. We have to take a break. This is Discovered America. I'm Darren Weeks. I'll take Jeff in Massachusetts on the other side. Stay with us.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast. I'm going to dispense with the music there in the interest of time. I just want to say here also, some of the things that we know apparently are in the bill. According to CBS News, it's almost a trillion-dollar bill over 10 years. $940 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office. There'll be 32 million uninsured. Major coverage expansion begins in 2014. However, folks, you'll be starting to be taxed right away as soon as the thing goes into effect, as soon as the bill is passed. When fully phased in, 95% of eligible Americans would have coverage compared with 83% today. However, you're going to be required to buy coverage. This is the thing that is most disturbing, really, to me, is the fact that now it'll become a crime not to actually have insurance coverage, health care coverage. And this is just one more expense that families will have to shoulder. And, yeah, they say that there is an opt-out for low-income people. But, ladies and gentlemen, the vast majority of America today, we're all low-income people anymore. As unemployment continues to skyrocket, the economy continues to fall apart. There are no jobs for anybody. People are looking at perpetual unemployment for as long as the government continues out of their graces, quote unquote, to extend the unemployment benefits. It's just a big mess. And this is just another thing that people are going to have to come up with at a time when they can't afford it. But CBS News says almost everyone is required to be insured or else pay a fine. And I think the fine is like, it can be up to 2.5% of your wages. There's an exemption for low-income people. Mandates take effect in 2014. Major safeguards, consumer safeguards take effect in 2014. Insurers prohibited from denying coverage to people with medical problems or charging them more. Higher premiums for women would be banned. Starting this year, insurers would be forbidden from placing lifetime dollar limits on policies and from denying coverage to children because of pre-existing medical problems. Parents would be able to keep older kids on their policies up to age 26. A new high-risk pool would offer coverage to uninsured people with medical problems until 2014, when the coverage expansion goes into high gear. Medicaid expands the federal state Medicaid insurance program for the poor to cover people with incomes of up to 133% of the federal poverty level, $29,327 a year for a family of four. Childless adults would be covered for the first time starting in 2014. The federal government would pay 100% of the tab for covering newly eligible individuals through 2016, a special deal that would have given Nebraska 100% federal financing for newly eligible Medicaid recipients is in perpetuity, is eliminated. A different one-time deal negotiated by Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu for her state, Louisiana, with as much as $300 million remains. They talk in here about taxes, dramatically scales back a Senate-pressed tax on high-cost insurance plans that was opposed by House Democrats and labor unions. The tax would be delayed until 2018, and the thresholds at which it is imposed would be $10,200 for individuals and $27,500 for families to make up for the lost revenue. The bill applies for increased Medicare, payroll tax to investment income, as well as wages for individuals making more than $200,000 or married couples above $250,000. The tax on investment income would be 3.8%. I'm not going to share this whole thing. They talk about the abortion thing, which remains a federal funding of abortion still in the bill. But folks, the bottom line is, who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for this? We are a thoroughly bankrupt country. We are thoroughly bankrupt. And there is nobody, you know, a good portion of the population, close to a quarter of the people in this country are underemployed or unemployed, despite what the Bureau of Labor Statistics will tell you. Unemployment is a continuing problem in this country and will be for the foreseeable future. It's designed to be that way because they have to tank the U.S. economy in order to bring us into the International Monetary Fund's solution, which has already been outlined, which is namely a one-world currency, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're going for here. And so these trade agreements, along with the machinations of the Federal Reserve, the bubbles and bursts of the bubbles that they have created, which have put us into this mess. It's been designed to be this way, to bankrupt our country. And yet Congress, rather than working to rescind the very things, the very policies that have put us into this mess, what are they doing? Introducing more draconian legislation. An expensive legislation, which is going to further take us down the rat hole of socialism. That's what this is. It's just outright blatant socialism. I got to take another break, and we'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcast Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And I wasn't going to take phone calls this early on, but I guess I'll go ahead and do that. If you have something to say, you have a quick point, 800-313-9443 is the number. That's 800-313-9443. I'll go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, good morning.
Oh, yes. Good morning. How's it going?
Well, pretty good under the circumstances.
Well, well, first off, out of the gate, your program last week was very, very good, especially the last hour when you talked about organized gang stalking with your guest, Eleanor White.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a replay.
I know it was.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
That program should get a gold star because that's the foundation of everything that's going on. As far as this health care bill is concerned, these politicians look at the Constitution as a as an obstacle to be avoided, and I wouldn't be surprised if they used tactics like organized gang stalking, intimidation, threats of death, you know, beyond mafia threats.
Yeah.
And you know what? These people have very sophisticated weapons that we probably don't even know about. And you know what? There was probably a lot of strong-arming going on. This bill is going to get rammed.
There's no question about that, Jeff.
And this bill is going to get ramrodded through. And you know what? Even at the town meetings, the union people who stand to gain the most out of this bill were beating the people up. And also, too, there's two kinds of Americans. You look at Peggy the Moocher, and Peggy the Moocher said, if I help out Obama, he's going to help me. That's the driving force behind this health care bill, is you have a segment of the population that stands to gain a lot from it, and you have tax-paying Americans who stand to lose a lot from it. I, myself, in Massachusetts, I'm losing a lot because I have to pay over $200 a month for my health insurance, which I'm forced to take. And the alternative is to get the state insurance, which there's a lot of bureaucracy in it. So,
well, there's going to be a lot of bureaucracy in it all before it's over with. You know, but I really think this is going to drive companies out of business. I don't think there's any question about that. Because companies are actually, you know, while they're not going to be required to offer their people health care, they're going to be fined if they don't.
Right.
You know, Caterpillar recently came out, and this was reported in the, I think it was the Chicago Tribune. They reported that Caterpillar is saying that if the present health care bill is cost, it's going to or passed, it's going to cost them $100 million. You know,
right.
and they say companies that have under 50 employees are going to be exempt, but the vast majority of these companies, a lot of these companies are hanging by a thread anyway. They're already
right.
having to lay off workers.
You're right.
You know, and this health care thing, the last thing in the world they need is another expensive program that they have to adopt, and I understand that we have a healthcare problem in this country, but the solution, quote unquote, is going to be far worse than the disease, if you'll pardon the pun.
You're right, and also I donated blood, and if I can talk to a medical person about the healthcare bill, I try to talk to them about it. So I talked to this one person about it, and she's completely happy with it. And you know what I'm thinking to myself? Unions are going to be exempt from this. Anybody in any way, shape, or form who's connected with the government is going to love this. And you know what? That's all we're going to have in this country is government jobs and more government jobs. Homeland Security jobs, prison jobs, jobs removing the organs from dissidents.
Yeah.
I mean, those are going to be the jobs of the future, while all the other jobs go completely out of business.
Yeah, let's not forget a massive expansion of the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh,
because
of course.
The people who don't, the people who are not getting these, the mandatory insurance policies that this bill would require are going to be pursued. They're going to be using the IRS to go after these people.
You're right.
And so the Internal Revenue Service is going to get a massive funding boost. And, you know, I haven't seen any concrete black and white print regarding this. But all I got to say is that from what I've read, okay, from what I've read in some of these news reports, what they've said is that there's actual enforcement mechanisms. Basically, what you're going to have is you're going to have the Internal Revenue Service seizing bank accounts. You're going to have transfers of funds by the government from your personal bank account to satisfy the fines that are involved because of your failure to obtain health care coverage. And the other thing about this is whenever you owe the IRS money, what do they do to you? I mean, I haven't actually seen them say that the people are going to be prosecuted for this, but all I know is with the Internal Revenue, with the income tax, if you don't pay your income tax, you go to prison.
You're right.
So if you don't pay these fines to the IRS, wouldn't they follow suit with the same thing? I could see them prosecuting people for not having health care coverage. I mean, what we're talking about is such a draconian expansion of government into your life. It's just unbelievable to me.
You're right. And also, as a simple closing comment, I mean, for years and years and years, I've been listening to shortwave programs and internet radio programs, and you always hear these things like, pretty much, I'm going to give it in my own words, which is, you can be your own lawyer, you can get out of a pickle if a cop pulls you over, buy gold, buy guns, buy food, buy all this other stuff. And they're good people who say this, and they're right. Black's Law Dictionary is true, but it's just words. The New World Order has guns on their side. They have foreign troops all over the world that can come in and ramrod this country five times over. And I'm saying to myself, what are these people talking about? They're good people who say all this stuff, and they're right, but it's pretty much useless because you know, it's like people have to start thinking like people who live in a third world country. We have to think in a new paradigm, which is we're about to return to a third world country, and there's regions where I believe it's already too late. The Northeast and the West Coast, I believe, have stage 3 cancer in terms of the body politic, while South and Midwest might have stage 1 or possibly stage 2. And that's the way I look at the country. It's too late in certain regions, and people have to start waking up and stop wasting time thinking in these paradigms of buying gold and do all this other stuff. When people ought to be thinking, how do you live in a third world country? Having to walk to work, for instance, or no public transportation, or investing in rickshaws and carts because we're not going to have transportation. I mean, this is where we're heading towards.
Those that have those that have money for gold, and you know, hey, by all means, you know, buy gold because we know the dollar's tanking.
Yeah,
you know, if you have the ability to do that, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chapman in the third hour. He's an advocate of buying gold and precious metals.
Yeah,
but you know, the thing is that the vast majority of the people are losing their homes, so they can't afford gold. You know, they can't afford.
Exactly.
You know, so we do what we can.
Exactly.
Protect our assets, what little assets we have left.
Exactly. And you know what else is funny, too, is with that, the New World Order can just come in and take all your stuff. I use communist Russia and communist China as a prime example. What good is it to have all this stuff when they come into your home and kill you and take your organs, like they do in Red China? You know, the movies today are conditioning people to live under communism. I mean, that's all I have to say in a simple nutshell. And I've been hearing this stuff for years, martial law and all this other stuff. When in fact they could just wait until all the old folks die off, the people of the baby boomer generation, and they could take over this country without firing a shot.
Well, they've done a doggone good job of it so far. Firing a shot. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, and have a good weekend.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Jeff. God bless you, man. I appreciate the call. Folks, I want to move on here. I got a lot of information to cover here. And we have a situation. Actually, Janon in Texas sent me this, and I want to share a little bit of this because it has really good statistics in it. We were just talking about financial situations. We're going to be talking more about that in the third hour. But it says, the economic elite versus the people of the United States of America. This was written by David DeGraw of AMP Status Report, and he talks about the American oligarchy spares no pains in promoting the belief that it does not exist, but the success of its disappearing act depends on equally strenuous efforts on the part of the American public anxious to believe in egalitarian fictions and unwilling to see what is hidden in plain sight. It's time for 99% of Americans to mobilize and aggressively move on common sense political reforms. He says, yes, of course, we all have very strong differences of opinions on many issues. However, like our founding fathers before us, we must put aside our differences and unite to fight the common enemy. It has now become evident to a critical mass that the Republicans and Democrat parties, along with all three branches of our government, have been bought off by well-organized economic elites who are tactically destroying our way of life. The harsh truth is that 99% of the U.S. population no longer has political representation. The U.S. economy, government, and tax system is now blatantly rigged against us. Current statistical societal indicators clearly demonstrate that a strategic attack has been launched, and an analysis of current governmental policies prove that conditions for 99% of Americans will continue to deteriorate. The economic elite have engineered a financial coup and have brought war to our doorstep. And make no mistake, they have launched a war to eliminate the U.S. middle class. To those who feel I am using extreme rhetoric, I ask you to please take a few minutes of your time to hear me out and research the evidence put forth. The facts are there for the unprejudiced, rational, and reasonable mind to absorb. It is the unfortunate reality of our current crisis. Unless we all unite and organize on a common ground, our very way of life and the ideals that our country was founded upon will continue to unravel. Before exposing exactly who the economic elite are and discussing common sense ways in which we can defeat them, let's take a look at how much damage they've already caused. The devastating numbers across the board on the economic front are staggering. I'll go through some of them here. Many we've already become too familiar with. We hear some of these numbers all the time, so much so that it appears as if we've already begun to normalize the unthinkable. You may be sick of hearing them, but behind each number is an enormous amount of individual suffering, American lives and families who are struggling worse than they ever have. America is the richest nation in history. Well, it was. Yet we now have the highest poverty rate in the industrialized world, with an unprecedented number of Americans living in dire straits and over 50 million citizens already living in poverty. The government has come up with clever ways to downplay all these numbers, but we have over 50 million people who need to use food stamps to eat. And a stunning 50% of U.S. children will use a food stamp to eat at some point in their childhood. Approximately 20,000 people are added to this total every day. 20,000 more people are added to the food stamp column every day. In 2009, one out of five U.S. households didn't have enough money to buy food. In households with children, this number rose to 24%, as the hunger rate among U.S. citizens has now reached an all-time high. We also currently have over 50 million U.S. citizens without health care, 1.4 million Americans, and if you think this bill is going to fix it, folks, you're out of your mind. You're badly deceived. 1.4 million Americans filed for bankruptcy in 2009, a 32% increase from 2008. As bankruptcies continue to skyrocket, medical bankruptcies are responsible for over 60% of them. And over 75% of the medical bankruptcies filed are from people who have health care insurance. We have the most expensive health care system in the world, he says. We're forced to pay twice as much as other countries. Well, after you get this bill, after this bill is passed, folks, it's only going to get worse, I guarantee it. Because this is... The price controls, by the way, for the insurance companies have been removed from the bill, according to what I've been reading last night. There are no price controls, so insurance companies, think about this. When you have a situation, the law of supply and demand, folks, when you have a situation where demand goes up and supply stays the same, you're going to have a situation where the price goes up. These insurance companies now, Obama can get on TV, he can get on the radio or, you know, the news outlets, and he can go on and on and on about, hey, you know, those evil insurance companies are doing this and that to the people. But yet this plan that Congress is about to enact, this plan will do exactly will serve to benefit the insurance companies the most, because what you're doing is you're mandating coverage. And it seems to me like I remember reading where the insurance companies actually helped craft the measure, folks. So all of this is saber-rattling when he talks about how evil the insurance companies are. He's about to give them the largest check they've ever had. Mandatory coverage of health insurance. This guy continues to go on. He says, in total, Americans have lost $5 trillion from their pensions and savings since the economic crisis began, and $13 trillion, there's the 13 again, in the value of their homes. During the first full year of the crisis, workers between the ages of 55 and 60 have worked 20 to 29 years, have lost an average of 25% off their 401k. Personal debt has risen from 65% of income in 1990 to 125% today. I might continue this on the other side of the break, and then we'll move on to other information. I got stuff about FEMA, lots of things going on. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places. Worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow. no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America. Before the break, I was sharing with you a piece written by David DeGraw of Amped Status Report. And he's got some very important... By the way, all of these statistics he's giving, they're all linked to actual articles and documentation supporting what he's saying. So I'm not just reading some opinion of somebody who's just made this stuff up. Okay, I want to make that clear. I want to finish this up, and then we'll move on to other information. But he says, in total, Americans have lost $5 trillion from their pensions and savings from the economic crisis since it began, and $13 trillion in their value of their homes. During the first year of the crisis, workers between the ages of 55 to 60 who have worked 20 to 29 years have lost an average of 25% off their 401k. Personal debt has risen from 65% of income in 1980 to 125% today. Over 5 million U.S. families have already lost their homes. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think of this is a country of roughly, if we're to believe the official statistics, 300 million people. In this country. And we've had 5 million people, 5 million U.S. families, so it's a lot more than 5 million people. 5 million families in the United States have already lost their homes in the past few years. Now, how many people have lost their homes since NAFTA was signed back in 1993? Because that's really when this all started. If you want to, you know, push comes to shove, you have to go back to 1995 when the effects of NAFTA really started to be felt. And we went from having a trade surplus with Mexico to a massive, massive trade deficit. So how many families have lost their homes since then? Those would be some interesting statistics. But, over 5 million U.S. families have already lost their home. In total, 13 million U.S. families are expected to lose their home by 2014, with 25% of current mortgages underwater. Deutsche Bank has an even grimmer prediction. The percentage of underwater loans may rise to 48% or 25 million homes. Every day, 10,000 U.S. homes enter foreclosure. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you, this is the global economy. This is the prosperity that we were promised when the New World Order, when we swallowed the lie of NAFTA and other WTO agreements, CAFTA, all these agreements around the world. We got to take the top of the hour break. When we come back, we'll continue, and we'll go into some FEMA news. Also, there's a lot of things going on with regard to Homeland Security. A lot of bad things happening in Mexico with the violence there, which is spilling over the border. Stay with us, folks. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin.
Introducing the new